The vacation has ended. People are coming back. Things are changing. You see people all around the store looking at book bags, books, notebooks, pens, pencils. Oh yeah, it's that time again. Back to school. Full of dread and excitement at the same time. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about three must-haves for back to school. So, grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So, it's that time again. Back to school. All the vacations are starting to end. People are coming back into town, trying to get some type of focus on the next part of the life of shopping for school clothes. I can remember back in the day, I was super excited to get some new clothes. You know, trying to find the right thing. And when I went to school, I went to school in the time where there were no uniforms. So we were not shopping for khakis and polos. No. Or, I mean, we did have some polo, random polos, but not like a certain color, you know, like the uniforms. We actually were shopping for what we liked, our style, what was the latest trend for that year. And I can remember just gearing up, getting on my paper and my pens. I loved lead pencils. I remember there was a time, I can date myself, when I had a Trapper Keeper. Do you know what those are? Those were cool. You put everything all in there, but of course, mine always was filled. I had so much stuff in there. So it gets to be exciting. And then part of it too is like, okay, now you have a new teacher, new classes. Will your best friend be in your class this year? Who knows, right? Did they change it? Did more people come to the school? Is there more people in your homeroom? With our homeroom, we went alphabetical order. So mostly we randomly had a new person, which usually didn't stay long. So you knew pretty much who was going to be in your homeroom. So all with all the things, a lot of times we can forget what's truly needed for back to school. So I'm going to share with you three must-haves for back to school. So you may be thinking, okay, what else could we need other than making sure we get the kiddos all their things? Well, there are things that you need for back to school. So the first must-have for back to school is a food and wellness plan. A food and wellness plan. This should be a given, right? But a lot of times we can be scrounging to try to figure out what to do for food. So many people call this a meal plan. Now there's so many different variations of a meal plan. Some meal plans follow a strict plan where you're eating the same thing almost every day. No, I don't do that. Now, usually I will cook multiple things, and just depending on my variety that I have for that week or what I've purchased for the 2 weeks or the month, it all depends. I may rotate, but as far as just eating that sweet potato and the baked chicken and the vegetables every day, no. That's not my idea of a meal plan. For me as a foodie, that would be so boring to me. Now, if that's not boring to you, more power, you know, no real judgment here. I'm just saying, life is fun when you have variety, right? Spoken from a foodie, but I digress. So with this food and wellness plan, you want to map out really what your kids are going to eat. Are they going to need lunch money? Are you packing their lunch? not only that, when they come home, what is on the table? What's going to be on the table for them? Are there salads during the week? Are there just fun food, quick food items? What is going on? Now, if you homeschool, you can get even more creative with the meals. I know when my kids were younger, I made sure if I wanted them to eat a variety of veggies, I started creating a little platter on the table, and I would cut it in like fun little shapes. And, you know, they told me, I don't eat, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was one time they didn't eat red peppers. And I was like, okay. I kept that tray on the table. By the end, they had eaten those peppers. Now they like peppers. So remember, as a parent, you, in order for your kids to be able to try new things, you have to offer it to them. And also, you are the parent. You don't allow your children to tell you what to do. Now, it's easier said than done, but from the beginning, if you set that precedence, if you put that into place, like, you are responsible for their well-being until they get out of your house, you put that into place, the things that you want to eat, which means you may have to take out some of those things, the things that you don't want them to eat. You may have to take those things out of the house. I had to learn that. I had one kid that used to sneak and try to eat things, and they were allergic to them. So that did not last. So I had to take those out of the house. So making sure you figure out what it is you have for them. And I have some resources on my website to, you know, go into more detail about meal planning, food planning. There's some different ideas that you can come up with. All right. So that's number one. Part of that food plan, the part two of that food plan is still number one, is that wellness portion. Now, food is supposed to be wellness, right? The quote, food is medicine, or let thy food be thy medicine. That should be a part of it, right? Sometimes you may live in an area that's considered a food desert, and you may cannot get the best quality foods, or you may, you know, may cannot get to a farm. So what can you do? Well, there's other things as well. There's different herbals that you can take. You can get from the store, get from a farmer's market, essential oils. If that's something that you're into, essential oils, that's something that we like, essential oils. There's different concoctions you can make. Always do your own research. I do have some things on my website, things that we've used, and I have some sources there as well. So figure out what works for your family, what's going to be part of that entire food and wellness plan / toolkit, so you can have that. Because, you know, when you send your kids back to school, it's kids coming home at least, what, once a month with a cold or a cough or whatever, those types of symptoms. I don't know what that is because I can't diagnose, but the symptoms that people usually see. So, of course, you need something to add to their toolkit that shows some better results. Again, do your own research, but that's something that you should be thinking about immediately. All right, so number two of the must-haves for back to school is a mindful money plan. So if you know, instead of fixing their lunch, you're going to give your kids a allowance or some type of lunch money for the week, whatever, however you do that, because my kids are homeschooled, so and I rarely had lunch money, so when I was a kid. So a mindful money plan can also look kind of like a budget. So you decide how much money you're going to set aside for lunch, how much money you're going to set aside for eating out on those days where you have practice and you're home late. Also for your groceries as well. All of the things, any clothes, shoes, anticipating gear they may need for their sports. All that's going to fit into your mindful money plan. That needs to be in place before you even go shopping. Before you go shopping for school. So that's why this podcast is out this week, the first week of August, making sure that you have these must-haves to put into place before you even go out there. Okay? Because, you know, the no tax sale is coming up and all the things. So making sure that you have everything that you need to start before school starts. Okay? So the first one was food and wellness plan. Second, mindful money plan. And so before I share the third one, just to let you know, I'll have some information on my website, howtoliveintime.com. I also did a back to school wellness podcast maybe, 2 years ago, and I'll have a link to that as well, because I do have some resources there as well with that episode. And so you'll have plenty of options, plenty of things. And as always, you take just one thing first, chip away at that, and then you can add something new. Share this with a friend, at least two of your friends that have children that are going back to school, even if they're not going to a building school, even if they're homeschooled, they can benefit from this as well. And I'll make sure I have some homeschool resources available as well. So back to our must-haves. So number three of the must-have for back to school is a sleep schedule. Oh my gosh, sleep schedule. You cannot forget to sleep. You getting your foodie on, your food on, you get your money right, you got to have your sleep right. How can you actually enjoy the things and move throughout the week with your sanity intact if you don't have a sleep schedule? Yes, yes. So, of course, for your children, they need to have a sleep schedule, right? So they can be alert for class. They won't be sleeping in class. But you as the parent also need a sleep schedule. Remember when they were babies, whenever they slept, then you had to take a nap, mama, or even dad had to take a nap. And then making sure when they're up, then, okay, you get up. They nap, you nap. That way you can make sure you get all your sleep. Kind of the same thing. Maybe when they're asleep, you sleep because you got to get up early too. You may have to fix breakfast or get all the other things organized, wait in the carpool line or do your curriculum planning in the morning, whatever it may be, making sure that you have a sleep schedule. This helps with clarity of mind, focus, all the things. So much research. Again, I have so many different resources on my website. I have a search bar, and I'll give you that in those instructions instead of including thousands of links on one in one little section. I'm going to show you on my website how you can actually search. You just search for different topics, and then it will generate what you are looking for. That way you can get those resources when you need it. You'll have one place to come, and then it'll show you what to search for. I'll provide that direct link. That way you'll know at the bottom, it'll say search for sleep or search for money or whatever it may be. That way when you need them, you will have that information handy and available to use at your disposal, okay? So again, just to recap, three must-haves for back to school: food and wellness plan, that's number one. Number two, a mindful money plan. And number three, a sleep schedule. These are the three must-haves for back to school. Again, it is imperative to make sure you have these in your toolkit, in your arsenal, to make sure your school year can flow more smooth and you can have more confidence as a parent to get the things that you need to get done with focus, with clarity, with more vibrancy, more energy. And our whole objective is to add more calm and less stress. You are prioritizing your health and well-being for your family. The time is now. So what are you waiting for? Let's do this. Take one and go ahead and move forward. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon. Okay, one more thing. If you need personalized assistance on making sure your back to school year is a success, go ahead and click that link at the bottom and we can set up a time to chat. All right, bye for now.